Welcome to the Compass Church podcast and thanks for tuning in. We hope that you enjoy the message that you're about to hear.
Hey Compass, how you all doing? All the people out there in live stream land, so glad that you can be here with me and with the rest of us. Thanks guys for the worship team. Well, I don't know about you, but I've really enjoyed the series that we've just come out of with Michael and Phil. Well done, Michael, on those push-ups. I hope that I'm not the next person to be asked to do the challenge because that would be very, very interesting. But on a serious note, I've personally really enjoyed the last 4 weeks of the Resurrection series. And if you haven't had a chance to watch that or if you missed a couple of those messages, I really encourage you to get online and go onto our YouTube channel and go onto previous messages to watch that. And for me personally, one of the reasons I've loved it so much is I've actually had the opportunity for the first time in a long time to actually be able to sit and listen to a whole series because many times I'm out in grommets or doing bits and pieces and so I don't have the opportunity to do that. So I've really enjoyed this season to be able just to sit. And one of the things that I've been freshly reminded about is just how good Michael and Phil speak, both individually and together. And it's not that I haven't known that they can speak well, because I do know that. But it's been in this moment where I sit and listen to them and go, oh my gosh, they really do speak so well. It's just been a fresh reminder about how they bring the Word of God in a way that's relevant and meaningful to us. And just as a community that we're really blessed to have them. So thanks, Michael and Phil. It's not often that I actually talk them up. I'm often sledging them. So this is quite interesting. But it was a fresh reminder. And I think in this season as well, one of the things that we have been reminded as a church right at the beginning of the year, but also just while we've been doing live stream, is that the theme that we've been focusing on for this year, for 2020, has been on being uncomfortable. And we're certainly probably didn't expect that we would be feeling as uncomfortable or seeing how uncomfortable would be playing out in our world as it has been. And interestingly, for our Chicks group, which is the women's area that I oversee, the word that I had for Chicks this year was the word refreshing, which is quite a polar difference to uncomfortable. And they're not really kind of a complementing theme or theme to work by. And I don't know about you, but I certainly don't feel a lot of refreshness and refreshment in uncomfortableness. And that is definitely the case. And I know that there are some people out there in live stream land and possibly in this room right now, that thrive and love feeling uncomfortable. You actually excel in this space. You love it. You come to the fore. You are a happy person in uncomfortableness. But I have to tell you, I am not one of those people. I do not find a whole bunch of refreshment in being uncomfortable. And I know that I am not alone in this space. I know that I'm not the only person that doesn't really enjoy being uncomfortable. And at this moment in our life, where we find ourselves individually, as a community, as a nation, and as a world, this whole coronavirus has caused us to, has created a lot of uncomfortableness for a whole bunch of people in some different way, shape, or form. We have all been impacted by this, there's no doubt about it. And it's a very interesting space for us. And for some people, it's really tough. You know, there's a lot of people that have lost their jobs at this time. There's many people that have had reduction in hours. Other people have had to really pivot their business so that they can keep it afloat. And that brings probably not a whole lot of refreshment in that space. While many others have had their workload maybe double or tripled because of the impacts of this virus that it's had on our society. And so at this time, you know, we really need to fight for refreshment, because whether you're in a season right now of being uncomfortable, and I think and would suspect that some point in time over the last several weeks, we've all encountered a moment of feeling not particularly amazing or great and feeling, probably not secure and some level of uncomfortability, that I would like to encourage all of us, no matter if we're in that season or if we're feeling comfortable in this season, that we need to find refreshment regardless of what season we find ourselves in, and especially when we're in a season of uncomfortableness. And in these seasons, especially in this time, we need to fight for refreshment because it's not easy. I know that I have found it hard when I have felt uncomfortable or going through a moment of a stressful situation, that I have had to really fight for refreshment. I've had to really dig deep and fight for it. And that's what we need to do, because God wants us to live in a space of being refreshed. He doesn't want us to feel depleted. He doesn't want us to feel emotionally or physically drained, which is what uncomfortableness can bring to us. But God doesn't want us to be in that space. God wants us to, he wants to outpour his love, his joy, and refreshment in our lives. And that's an exciting thing. If you're a person that believes in God and you walk in faith, this is a resource that we can tap into. We're not called to do life on our own. We're not called to try to carry all the things that are happening in our lives on our own. God wants to be there with us and for us. And in Isaiah chapter 40, I think it is, verse 31, it says, "But those whose hope is in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and they will not faint." I don't know about you, but I certainly do not like feeling weary. I do not like feeling tired. And I do not like feeling faint. And I'm pretty sure most of you out there would agree with me. And God doesn't want us to live in that space. But there is actually a requirement that we need to do. And that requirement is that we need to put our hope in the Lord. That's what it says at the beginning of that scripture. We have a responsibility and a requirement to take our own personal action and hope in God. And when we put our hope in him, that he will renew us. He will give us the strength to run. He will give us the strength to be able to walk and to be able to soar like wings on eagles. That's what he actually wants for us. And other Bible verse interpretations have, those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. And it's the same thing. There's an action and responsibility on our behalf that we need to take. And to be refreshed, we need to do it on a regular basis. The word RE, and if I was to actually title my message, it would be like the beginning of a Sesame Street episode, where I would be telling you that today's number has been brought to you by the number 63, push-ups, and the letters of today have been brought to you by the letters R and E, RE. And we need to, in refreshment, RE means repetition. We need to do it again and again. It's not a once-off thing. You know, we're going to walk and walk and walk, and eventually we'll feel weary. We're going to run, and eventually, you know, we're going to feel tired. And so we need to keep repeating that behaviour and keep going to God for him to bring refreshment. Because I don't know about you, but things don't stay fresh forever, do they? Now, I love fresh food. I particularly love eating fresh bread. Does anyone else like eating fresh bread out there? I don't know anyone that enjoys eating stale bread, because eventually bread does not stay fresh for long. It goes stale, and no one likes eating stale bread, right? For me as well, I love at nighttime to get into a bed with fresh bed linen. If only bed linen stayed fresh. And in fact, if I was lifestyle of the rich, not necessarily famous, I'd probably have fresh bed sheets every night. But that's just me. I know I'm not alone. I know there's many of you out there who would like that. Or a fresh tank of petrol. I love it when I have a tank full of petrol that will just get me from A to B. And I also love fresh hair. Love to have fresh hair. In fact, it's quite funny when Cher asked me this week why I looked different, and I just said, I just washed my hair. That's why I look different. And in fact, there's non-coronavirus judgment right now, because I think in this season of isolation, many of us, and I know that I'm not alone, I know it, you can all take a good hard look at yourself, maybe especially the women out there, that we may not have had the freshest hair during this season. If the truth be known, one of the only reasons I've had fresh hair has been because I've had to film a grommets video every week and I've had to do some emceeing. So that's kind of prompted me to have fresh hair. But boys, before you judge, I know that there's been a lot of non-fresh faces happening there and a lot of isolation beds, so I don't think you can talk either. So there's no judgment during coronavirus period. That's all I'm saying, no judgment at all. But we need, we need to make sure that we have fresh hair and fresh faces. But what I want to ask you today is that while it's good to have all of these things that are fresh, we need to make sure that our spiritual tank is fresh. And just like me going to keep fresh hair when I have to do a video or when I need to do a presentation on stage, we really need to be careful that we don't just require spiritual refreshment when there's a need in our lives or there's an action that we need to take. We need to be building refreshment, spiritual refreshment in our lives as a regular part of our routine, something that we do on a daily basis, a regular basis, so that our refreshment tank is full. So my question to you today is how refreshed is your spiritual tank? How fresh are you feeling in this season? Is your spiritual tank running with 5 kilometres to go, or do you have a full tank that's going to take you to where you need to go and where God requires you to go in this season of uncomfortability? Because we need to make sure that our tanks are refreshed on a regular basis. You know, just like a petrol tank probably at this season in your life, our petrol tanks have been quite full. I know mine has. I can't remember the last time I refilled it because of the lack of driving and going to places. And if only they would develop a car out there that would have a tank that you could fill and it could get you to every single destination that you needed to in life and it would never need to be refilled. Now, that is my kind of car. And if they ever created a car like that, I'd be one of the first people to buy it. But do you know what? Eventually, our petrol tank runs low and eventually our petrol tank needs to be refilled. And it's the same with our spiritual tank. You know, we can only operate what's in our tank. And it depends on how much you decide to put of spiritual goodness into your tank. Do you decide to put $5 worth of spiritual goodness? Because that's only going to get you so far. Or if you decide to continue to refill it and put into that tank, when you go through situations, whether it's in comfortable seasons or uncomfortable seasons, that you're going to have your tank is going to be full to be able to get you to where you need to go. And I know for me, if the truth be known, and it might be another message for another time, but I know that there's been seasons in my life, and one particular season where my spiritual tank was running on empty. And I shouldn't be saying that, but that is just the actual truth. It was really running on empty. And I was probably, the petrol tank was at the dregs and the bottom of the barrel. And I had nothing to give. I had nothing to give to anyone else, and I had nothing to give. I had nothing for God to give to me because I was not refilling my spiritual tank. And God just does not want us to be in that space. It's not a healthy space to be because really, different to a petrol tank, we should be operating in an overflow where we are not only able to be filled ourselves and refreshed ourselves, but that we're also able to give to others and impart to others and be there for others because it's not all about ourselves. So I just want to encourage you, how much are you investing in your spiritual tank at this point in time? Because your spiritual tank is not in isolation. And this is a season right now where it's so important more than ever that we are investing in letting God into our lives and every aspect of whatever we're going to so that he can refill us, he can refresh us, and we can see things with a fresh perspective because that's what he wants to do. And there's a number of different ways that we can be refreshed, but today I just want to focus on two areas. And the first one comes from the scripture in Acts 3:19, which says, "Repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord." I'm going to repeat it. "Repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from God." Now, you're probably thinking or hoping that there was a far more exciting scripture that I was going to share with you about refreshing, right? I kind of can see where you're coming from, but as I've been preparing for this message, this has really probably stood out to me more than anything else in what I'm about to share today. And it's really so vital and important that we are right with God. I think these days sin seems to be a dirty word. You don't often hear sin being talked about in dialogue between one another, but at the end of the day, we all make mistakes, we all stuff up. We all sin because we're human. And even though this scripture has a strong salvation focus, the reality is, even though we give our hearts and our lives and we repent and we ask for forgiveness, we are going to continue to make mistakes. We're going to continue to stuff up. We're going to continue to sin. And we need to continue to go to God. And interestingly, the word repent has those letters again, the letter R and the letter E, which suggests that we need to repeat it. And I just think that Jesus was very aware of our human shortcomings, because when he said to us that we needed to pray the big kahuna, the Super Bowl prayer of prayers, the Lord's Prayer, that he has actually got built into that the need for us to ask God to forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And so this is something we need to do on a regular basis. And I just encourage you, it sounds like a very basic concept, but it's so important that we do this, because this is where God promises that he will give us refreshment. It actually says it. There's no shades of grey in this particular scripture. When our sins are wiped out, times of refreshing come. Sin is like a weight in our life. It weighs us down. And if we don't deal with it, we carry it. And no one likes carrying extra weight. Or at least I don't like carrying extra weight. It's not good. It's not how God has called or operated us to live our lives. And it's something that if it weighs us down, it really prevents us living the life that God has called and desired for us to live. So we need to deal with sin. We need to address it so that God can refresh us and we can be all the things that God has called and wants us to be. So it's really important that we do that. And when Samantha Jekyll spoke a couple of weeks ago about forgiveness, and again, I encourage you to listen to that message, that had a focus on forgiving others. But in this instance, the focus is on us asking for God to forgive us for our sin. And I know that it's very important that we forgive others, because if we don't forgive others, then God cannot forgive us. So the two are vitally important steps for God to bring refreshment and for us to have refreshing in our lives. And I know for me this week, the week that Samantha spoke, God was really pushing some buttons for me, and I know that I had to make an appointment with God that week to address some areas where I had to forgive someone for a hurt that happened way too long ago that I was holding on to, and I had tried and tried and tried to ask God to help me to lift that hurt and unforgiveness towards this person. But God was pushing some buttons, and I knew that I had to go to him and ask for forgiveness, or for me to forgive that person, but also for me to ask for forgiveness for holding on to it for that long. And the amazing thing is God actually wants to wipe those things clean if we give them to him. I mean, what a fantastic situation to be in. And so I know that time, that morning when I actually went there, and I didn't want to go there, I'll be really, really honest with you, I did not want to go there and address it, but I did, and God was so good. And I can tell you with all my heart that there was a shift and there was a change and there was a lightness and a weight that was lifted off me. And I just want to encourage that can be just as true to you as it was for me. So I just want to encourage you with that. And I don't know about you, but true repentance comes from deep within. You know when someone is really saying sorry versus sorry, right? I mean, there's the I'm sorry versus, or the I'm sorry versus I'm sorry. You can hear their heart. It's a true repentance. It's owning what you did. It's not making excuses. It's saying, you know what, I've stuffed up. And I'm going to really try hard not to do it again. That is true repentance. And that's how God wants us to come to him. And I might have certain people in my family that might find it hard to say sorry. I'm sure you've got people in your life that find it hard to say sorry. Not yourself, of course, and not me. And in fact, if the truth be known, I was sharing with Ruby this week what I was going to speak on. And I have to quote what Ruby said to me because it's quite interesting. She said, and I quote, "How can you speak on something you're not good at, Mum?" Yeah, that is what she said. But my response to her, like all good mums say, is I'm very rarely wrong, so why do I need to say sorry when I'm very rarely wrong? I mean, isn't that obvious? But in all seriousness, I may every now and then find it a little bit hard to say I'm sorry, and we all do, and we've got to let pride not get in the way of us apologising and repenting, because that's when we repent, that's when refreshment comes. It's God's promise to us. When it's our responsibility to realign ourselves back to God and to receive refreshing through repentance. And that's what he's called us to do. Is there sin in your life that's holding you back from living in freedom and refreshment? Is there sin in your life that's holding you back from living in freedom and refreshment? Now, there's one group of people, I know, and this is really strongly on my heart today, that there's either one person or a whole bunch of people that you've come to God and you've asked God for forgiveness, you've repented of a certain sin, but you are not able to forgive yourself for whatever reason, whatever you've done. And I just want to encourage you that God forgives you. If you go to Him with genuine repentance, God sees your heart and He's wiped it clean. And in the words of Frozen, He's let it go. And now you need to let it go. You need to live in that freedom and live in that refreshment He has for you. You know, when I was a kid, and there were times that I had to say sorry to my parents, and whenever I said sorry to my dad, not so much my mum, but definitely my dad, when I said sorry to my dad, even before the words had left my mouth or I finished my sentence, my dad's response was, "Zorad, zorad, 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 zorad." And he had let it go and he had moved on and it was all forgotten and all was forgiven. And I just want to encourage someone out there today who's listening to this, that right now your Heavenly Father is saying, "It's all right, it's 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 all right." And maybe you need to hold on to those words this week or next week, because He's let it go and you need to let it go and you need to live in that freedom that God wants you to live in. So I just want to encourage anyone that's out there with that particular message. And there's others of us that might need to take a mirror and maybe one of those magnifying mirrors and take a little bit of a stronger look at ourselves and maybe have an appointment with God this week and go, "God, do you know what? I'm not going to let pride stand in my way. I'm going to actually call out those things that I've been holding on to." It's very easy to blame people, blame situations, blame circumstances, and you might be justified for those things. But at the end of the day, your actions, your behaviour might be defined as sin, and you need to go back to God and actually call it for what it is and be honest with God. Take responsibility for your actions and repent and ask God for forgiveness so you too can have that freedom of that weight taken off you and not let pride stand in your way. And the good news is repenting brings refreshing. Repenting brings refreshing. It's God's word that we can hold on to. Okay, the second way that we can find spiritual refreshment is through renewing our minds. In Romans 12:2, it says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." Do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, to renew your mind, what does that mean? To renew, the definition, which I looked up in the dictionary and you've got it up on your screens now, is to make like new, to restore to freshness, vigour or perfection, to regenerate, to revive, to rebuild, to repeat, to resume, to replace and to replenish, to replace and to replenish. The reality is that we live in this world and it's important that we're educated and we're aware of what's going on. That is very important. But the way we respond, the way that we react, the way that we are we choose to feel and think about things should be in alignment with God's pattern and design, not the pattern and design of this world. Because especially at this season, it's a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety and a lot of worry. And I'm not dismissing or playing down what's going on, because those are very real things that are happening in this world today. But we need to make sure that we operate in God's pattern, not in the pattern that society tells us to think or how society tells us to feel. And God has given us the ability to think. He's given us a brain. He's given us feelings and emotions. So it's important that we think and we feel. But we need to keep those in check. You know, if you're a feeler type of person, I might be one of those. We need to be careful that if you're a feeler, that you are in this season of uncomfortableness, you are not dictated to by your feelings. Because the reality is, our feelings will be one way today and another day, another way tomorrow. Or they could be one way in the morning and another way in the evening. You know, our feelings can go from one extreme to the other, and it all depends maybe on what side of the bed you've woken up from. So it's important that we're not dictated by our feelings or our emotions. And the same goes for the thinkers. Don't the thinkers get out of this. Even though we're meant to think, we need to be careful not to get into a situation where we overthink. And this is a season certainly where I know I have been extremely guilty, and I can stand here and tell you that I've not been perfect in being able to realign and renew my mind back to God's pattern and the fabric that He's designed us to live by. I have made mistakes, and I've fallen into a trap of letting my feelings and my thoughts go into a space of fear or worry or anxiety. And sometimes if we overthink, that things can become bigger than what they actually are. And that's not necessarily a good space to be in either. And I know for me, like I just said, I have not been great at it all the time. And I think in this season, what I have had to keep going back to has been in that scripture where it says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I have had to stop and go, okay, Nat, what on earth is going on? You are letting your mind go to stupid places, or you letting your feelings take you to a place that God is just not wanting you to go there. And I've had to stop, and I've had to realign myself, I've had to recalibrate, and I've had to renew my mind back to what God has called me to hope in, what God's promises has given me, and to rest in that space. You know, in this season of whatever it is that you might be going through of uncomfortableness, God wants us to rest in this space as well, as hard as that may feel, depending on what you're going through. Then there's time of rest that we will find refreshment in that space. It's so important to do that, to renew our minds back to Him, to renew our minds back to His Word. And that's why it's so important that we actually know His Word. You don't know what you don't know. We can't know what God thinks if we don't know what He thinks. And so it's so important that we go into His Word and we understand what His promises are, so that when we go through moments of fear or worry, and we will have those moments, we're human beings, we're not robots, we will have times like that, but what do we choose to do with it? Where do we decide to take it? Do we decide to run with it and get carried away with it? Or do we decide to stop and recalibrate our feelings, our thoughts in alignment with God? So I just wanted to encourage you that when you do have a moment, just to stop and go, whoever you are, Nat, I need to renew and stop and renew my mind in alignment with God's Word and God's promise is for me. And I just wanted to encourage you with that. And so in closing today, I just wanted to ask you, how are you being refreshed in this season? Are you stopping to find refreshment in whatever season you're in, whether it's a comfortable season or an uncomfortable season? Are you finding time to be refreshed? Maybe you need to, you know, ask God for forgiveness for certain things so He can bring refreshment. Or maybe you just need to stop and have that time with him. Or maybe you need to get something fresh from God in this season. You know, we can't live off stale bread. We need to be constantly being fed fresh things from God, and God wants to give that to us. And maybe God wants to impart something fresh into your life today, and maybe in this season impart something fresh to you. So I just want to encourage you, no matter what you're going through, uncomfortable or comfortable, that you take the time in this season to find refreshment in God. Let him fill you to overflowing today.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. We trust that you've enjoyed the message. For more podcasts, head to www.compasschurch.com.au.